Speaking the truth to the state capitol, this is Drive Time Lincoln with the commander, Jack Riggins, on the voice of Lincoln, 1499.3 KLIN.
All right, folks, Tuesday, April 25th. I'm your host, Jack Riggins, Restoring American Values, bringing common sense to the capital city. Johnny Cadillac is executive producing the show. We've got a good show today. We got Phoebe Hampton from Chariots for Hope on first segment. We're going to talk a little bit about giving and Chariots for Hope. And then Rod Edwards from Nebraska First Pact will be in. I suspect, you know, that's a political action committee. There'll be some politics. I perused the news stories today. I mean, I didn't see anything that was like, wow, bam, I have to talk about it. I would have to think that most Lincolnites right now are at the coffee shops and the bakeries and sitting down at dinner talking the upcoming election on Tuesday. And for me, I will just, for the most part, unless my guests want to go there, I mean, we're, you know, it's getting a lot of advertising. It's on the airwaves. We've got debates, thank God. We've got candidates on both sides. I mean, every slate's full. So for us, the people, there you go. We couldn't ask for anything more. You've got candidates pretty much on both sides. And if you go out and represent your beautiful American freedom by voting, then, like I always say, if all of us go out and vote, we have a huge high turnout, then we should be able to live with the results, you know. And in the end of the day, they're temporary. But yeah, I think that's probably what's got most people's mind. And if you didn't know, I'll say it again. This is my last week on the show. Friday, we'll make a big announcement about some programming adjustments here at KLIN. I'm excited to hear that. I don't actually know, folks. So Caleb will come in Friday. Doug Fitzgerald's going to cover the show tomorrow. I've got a big soccer game, high school soccer game to be at. And yeah, I'm just enjoying the last week, basically doing everything like I normally do, which includes having guests. So Phoebe Hampton, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome back, I should say. You were in before and you mentioned to me about Chariots for Hope and said, Jack, we've got a fundraiser. We've got a lot of giveaways. Can you come back in? I said, absolutely. And so we made it.
Yeah, we did it. Barely, though. We barely made it.
Well, that's okay.
Don't underestimate Lincoln traffic.
No.
At rush hour, right?
No, and I'm pretty good because I have a pretty standard route, although, you know, so you get a feel. But every once in a while, you get thrown off, and it's the time that you have to be somewhere.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Without a doubt. Chariots for Hope, tell us a little bit about the organization, big picture, and, you know, what it is trying to accomplish. And really, ultimately, I mean, big picture, it's to remove transportation barriers for folks. But, I mean, it's a little bit broader than that.
Yeah.
In its goodness.
You've done your research. You're speaking our language. So, yeah, in a nutshell, we're demonstrating God's love through reliable transportation. Now, what the heck does that mean? We want to get referrals from organizations in our city. We partner with over 100. And we vet them out. We want it to be a hand up, not a handout.
Sure.
So once they make it through to where they need to be, they are ultimately going to be in a car. And that's when we do the surprise blessing or the bamboozle. And you've seen pictures, right?
Yes, I've seen pictures. I'm trying to decide if there's a difference between the bamboozle or the surprise blessing. It's probably a mix of both.
It's like we should just put hashtag lies because really we just, you know, I don't want to say too much because I really don't know who's going to be listening
right,
to kind of, you know, throw a wrench into our plans. But let's just say they know they're getting a car. They don't know when. And that is the surprise blessing.
Sure.
So you were right.
So, folks, obviously you partner with folks to fulfill the hand up, and then there's other folks that I assume apply or let you guys know, hey, I'm kind of a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain that process of candidacy?
Yeah, so we get a referral, and then they get vetted out by our programs manager.
Okay.
They will be required to take a drug test. They put some of their own skin into the game. There's a $500 program, but
okay,
before all that, they go through a budget. So that's to see what their discretionary income is and just making sure that they're safe on the road.
Yeah.
You know, gas prices are high. Insurance, they're required to have that. So we just want to make sure that's all taken care of so that they're reliable on the road.
Yeah. I mean, making sure that the basics are there to have automobile ownership and to be able to use it. And that, you know, as you said, I mean, it's not just as simple as, hey, you've got a car, everything's
right.
great. I mean, you've got to, you know, show some responsibility and skills. And I think, you know, also the drug free, I mean, they're putting into it and then knowing that, you know, if approved and through this, you know, it's a pretty good deal out the back end.
Right. And I think we've learned a lot over the years. Michelle and Jason Hurt, the co-founders, they were kind of like the car fairy at the beginning, you know, like Oprah, look under your seat, here's
right,
your car.
Right.
And then that was just doing a disservice to people. So now we have a ride program that we implement that you get educated on financial IQ and also maintenance so that we can, you know, just become better members of society.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the intent they had is wonderful back then.
Yeah.
But you also want your intent to have impact and A, not be abused, B, maximum impact to people that can use it.
Right.
And so by adding these things, you're essentially matching somebody in need with benevolent folks, and that's pretty cool.
I love that. That's exactly right.
You just recently had a giveaway, so I suspect we can talk about that.
Let's talk about
it. Yeah,
let's
talk about the give and how it went. I was invited but couldn't make it. I was probably lost on a golf course somewhere.
That's okay. Understood. You know, there's going to be more, and now that you'll have more free time, maybe you can make it to
there
one.
You go. Well, keep me posted.
I will. So it's kind of a tie-in to you guys, too, at KLIN, because there was a guest that you had named Tasia Broom again.
I think she was
name.
On with Doug Fitzgerald.
Right.
Has an interesting story we were talking about a little off air.
Yeah, exactly. She's an advocate for, you know, opioid, you know, not having overdoses. So
right.
She helps with that. She does peer support at Wellbeing Initiative, and she is a recovering, you know, she's recovering. She would tell everybody that story. It's beautiful. So now that she's recovered, her mom was there to help her throughout that process, took care of her children, has done so much. And she came to me and said, Phoebe, my mom was in the hospital and she almost died. There was like 3% of people made it through this.
Wow, that survived what she had.
Yeah, and she made it through to come home and find out that her car was not working, of all things. And this woman is already disabled, went through a traumatic, almost life-ending circumstance, and now she has no car. So Tasia said, can you help me? And I said, you know what, if I can, I will. So I tried. And we hit a couple walls. She didn't qualify for programs. And then I did a little thing called a Facebook birthday fundraiser.
Okay.
You heard of those?
I've heard of a lot of different fundraisers.
Yeah, I've seen them.
You have.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny's our Facebook expert.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's good to know. And sometimes I admit it. I passed them by. Like, you see one.
Yeah.
But I knew they existed. And I thought, is there a possibility that I can just put Chariots for Hope
right.
and raise money for this car? And I thought, you know what, this is my last chance. You know, I'm going to try it. That was February. Sure enough, $25 comes in, $50, $10, and it kept rolling in. And we made it to $2,500,
awesome.
And there we had it.
Wow, very organic that one.
So
not
so
all
organic.
These follow a cookie cutter. You know, and obviously she's, I'm sure, very, given a situation with mother and her own case, very grateful. Where did you guys deliver it? Because you kind of do these surprise moments.
Yeah. Where did we have it?
Yeah.
We had it, we partner with Anderson Ford.
Okay.
And Mike is a big supporter of Chariots. And
nice.
We did it at Anderson Ford South. So, yeah. And there
so
was
she's
just-
like... pulling into Anderson, and she's like, I'm probably getting a car at this point.
No, and that's the thing, Jack. Like, I guess I don't want to brag about this, okay?
Right.
Humble brag, but I'm good at lying on these things.
Well, there you go.
And, you know, I have 10 minutes.
Stretching the truth. We'll say it that. Stretching the truth.
And it's just in that little window, and I'm like, I'm going to be lying to this lady for 10 full minutes or whatever it is. And you just go hard because it's so worth it.
Right.
And she was a little irritated with me, I can tell.
Even better.
She said, I know I'm not getting my car. And I said, yep, you're not. And we're going to go do some paperwork. Hope you have your license. We'll take a photo of it,
right.
you know, a copy of it. We walk in. Her daughter's there. I mean, this is like sob story. Her daughter's there. Our mutual friend Matt Anderson came to support.
By the way, Matt will be on Thursday, the show, Branch Oak Observatory.
Yeah, I actually have my pen that lights up from the Branch Oak Observatory.
There you
but
go.
Anyway, there was just people representing like so many different organizations, so many different, like we got a detail by Premium Shine.
Wow.
They did that for us. And the guy that did it himself showed up there. And it was just so touching. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
Folks, we're on with Phoebe Hampton for Chariots for Hope. You can check them out at chariotsforhope.org. That's the number four. So chariots, the number four, hope.org. Let's talk about how people can get involved and help you. You have different sponsorship levels and ways that all of the partners can kind of get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have people that get referred to us, and I told you about that aspect. Now, let's say we have a business or an individual who would like to be a Jumpstart sponsor.
Right.
That's a really good way, just to use a bad pun, but to put the gas pedal on and to just expedite them getting into a car. Because if the someone puts in $2,500, that covers the repairs. It recovers warranty for 6 months and also the detailing and our classes.
Gotcha.
So let's say someone puts in that money. We pick a candidate that will be a good steward of that, that we think is a great story. And then they get to sponsor a family or an individual.
Okay.
And have that at their place of work if they choose.
Oh, wow.
Get family and friends involved, and we do a really cool shout out and
so
video.
So it's literally to jumpstart, you know, quick, fast.
We love that.
To get a business or individual right there, like with a sponsor kind of going.
Really cool. And they can see, feel, and touch their donation in motion. I mean, they can come to it. They can look at, they can see the family, and they can just sit in the background and be anonymous. Either way, they know who they blessed.
Yeah. You have, obviously, you want vehicles, so you have donate a vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donate a vehicle. And this is another thing that people might not know. Okay, let's say you got that neighbor, and he's got a broken down vehicle in his driveway, and you keep looking at it. That's kind of annoying. Or maybe you have one. We want those. The ones that don't start. You might think that's trash. Well, guess what? We'll take it off your hands. You can write that off at book value.
Sure.
And we'll even use that. And we're not going to be dishonest and say it's not, it's for a family. If we can't get it running, we will use the money that we get for parts to sink back into our ministry.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And, you know, there's a lot of folks, unfortunately, I think in Nebraska, it's an American thing. We love to hold on to our cars that don't quite work.
Yeah.
And there's just something, and somebody can always use that, and an organization like Chariots for Hope can get it up and running.
Yeah.
And if they can't, hey, they can still use the proceeds to go back into their mission. Businesses too, right? I mean, businesses probably support and how do businesses link in with you guys? Do they use the website? Do they hear about it on the radio and then say, hey, we might be willing to offer?
Yeah. Well,
you know, anything.
Lately, I've been the networking queen, so I try to get out there and meet people that have common interests, that want to impact our community in a real way. Some people have body shops. Some people might have car washes they want to give. You know, we take in-kind donations of many kinds as well. But also it's just things like this, just getting out the name of Chariots. Maybe somebody listening will hear this and want to send me an email, but we'll talk to anybody and see which ways they would be able to help us.
And I suspect even, you know, when you talk about businesses, that not just a business that may want to give money, but has expertise, the same thing with individuals who have skill sets, you know, all around, from detailing to auto mechanic to what it may be, teach somebody to refresh on driving. I mean,
absolutely.
There's probably a million things, right?
That's actually a good idea to refresh many people on driving. I saw some on the way over here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You got it. Folks got a defensive drive in Lincoln, Nebraska. Defensive driving, go the speed limit, just realize 15 to 17 minutes anywhere you're going in town.
Exactly.
And then, of course, like most organizations, any type of financial donation, I suspect people go to the website for that.
Well, exactly. And it's Chariots, we already said, number4hope.org. It says on that first page that you hit, right there, it says donate. So you just fill in some you know, information about yourself, and you can also be a monthly donor. Now, let's face it, some people, it takes time for someone to you know, their heart to go to a mission, or mm-hmm. they want to know more. But that's really our bread and butter.
Yeah.
Someone that will give on a recurring basis that sure. will be the backbone and the roots, so that, you know, it's just not a one and done. We love those monthly supporters.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You guys have fundraisers coming up, or a fundraiser?
Incidentally, we do. We have the biggest fundraiser of the year. It's called Feel the Freedom. And it is May 19th. It starts at 5:30. It's at Peter Fink. He owns Certified Transmission. And okay. it's at his private, one-of-a-kind American Muscle Car Museum.
I don't know that I've been there, but I think I've heard quite a bit about it.
Yeah.
And it is a very unique private collection mm-hmm. of, like you said, muscle cars. Like, probably world-class.
Yeah, world class. So he's got 140 one-of-a-kind American muscle cars. You listening, Johnny Cadillac?
He just woke up. Thought,
yeah, he just woke up. And I have my little cheat sheet here.
That's cool.
It's Mustangs, Superbirds, Corvettes, Mopars. Not only that, we do have signed guitars, pinball machines, like huge Transformers.
Oh, wow.
It's like one of those selfie...
Mr. Fink, you are pure Americana.
Yes.
I love
and
it.
And don't try to buy one from him, even for $1 billion. He will not. He won't sell it.
He's not getting rid of it.
He's
okay, that is May 19th, Friday. How do people... can they go to the website and sign up to register?
They can go to the website. They'll just go to Chariots for Hope, and then to donate, and then it'll go to events and all that. And they can sign up for Feel the Freedom. There's tickets are $125. So that's for dinner. It's for a show. It's for us telling the heart and the mission of Chariots. And obviously all the muscle cars you would ever dream about.
I mean, basically you get access. One, you're donating to a good cause with your money. Two, you're going to get educated on the mission from the people that are there. You're going to get fed. You're going to get to actually interact with the people involved at Chariots for Hope, because that's important for people to know what they're donating to. And you're going to see literally a one-of-a-kind, if not all-world, muscle car collection by Mr. Peter Fink.
Yeah, and you don't have to wear a tux or anything. You can just dress cash.
So the farmers can come in their overalls
yes,
with a little grass just kind of chewing on. I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. Folks, we got Phoebe Hampton on for Chariots for Hope. We'll take a break. She'll come back. We'll finish up 2 minutes, just hear a little bit more about the organization, and then we'll move to Rod Edwards from Nebraska First Pact for the second segment, 1499.3 KLIN.
You're getting the 411 from DTL with Commander Jack Riggins on 1499.3 KLIN.
All right, folks, we're back. Quick 2 minutes here. You know what? I lied to everybody. I lied. There was news today, and all the liberals are going to love it. Governor Pillen signs constitutional carry bill into law. There you go. We shouldn't need it because, well, it's in the Second Amendment. However, it is nice to see a state, as well as spearheaded by Senator Tom Brewer, back that up by state law, by allowing the citizens of Nebraska really to just live their Second Amendment rights. But hoo-yah, as we like to say, to Governor Pillen, Senator Brewer, all the folks that voted for it, and also all the people that have fought long and hard for this. So there's some good news for you, at least in my book. Phoebe, really appreciate you coming in. A couple quick words about Chariots for Hope, and again, what people can do or what you're excited about in the future.
Yeah, I'm excited about this event coming up. Mm-hmm. And I wanted May 19th. Matt Anderson's going to be there to talk a little bit about our heart and mission. And I actually wanted to formally extend an invitation for you guys to comp with you and a plus one.
Oh, boy. Did you just say Johnny free Cadillac. Meal for Johnny? If you just said free meal for Johnny, unless he's at wrestling, he might be there.
I will reach out, but I'd love to have you guys there. No pressure.
Oh,
but
Johnny, maybe we can make that work.
Yeah.
We cannot commit right now because I can't check
it's
my calendar.
It's okay.
And
I don't
radio.
Know what's happening tomorrow.
Well,
but
we appreciate that, Phoebe.
Of course,
and we would love to be part of it. And so, yeah, we'll get right back to you, and that's cool. Folks, May 19th, mm-hmm. big fundraiser for Chariots for Hope. Go to their website, chariots4hope.org. Phoebe Hampton, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet, and best of luck on the mission. We got Rod Edwards coming in from Nebraska First Pact. Who knows what's going to be broke on this show news-wise or theory-wise or something that's not out there. Maybe nothing, but Rod's always good to talk about local and statewide politics, so stand by. 1400-993-KLIN.
Drive Time Lincoln with the Commander, Jack Riggins, on the voice of Lincoln, 1400-993-KLIN.
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed first segment with Phoebe Hampton for Chariots for Hope. Again, it's Chariots, the number 4, hope.org. Go check them out. They have a great fundraiser coming up, Field of Freedom. And, I always enjoy it. It's been one of the greatest things on the show is meeting new people, but especially meeting folks that are doing very benevolent and outreach type work. And Chariots for Hope is another organization in the area that, you know, gives a hand up really for vehicles. So pretty cool stuff. Rod Edwards, Nebraska First Pack. Welcome back to Drive Time Lincoln.
Jack Riggins, brother. Good to be back.
Well, interesting. I mean, I hate to go there, but I'm going to go there. You just proved to me that tagging Jack Riggins or 1400 KLN is getting people shadow banned on Twitter on Facebook.
It's amazing.
Not Twitter, because I saw it on Twitter, yeah. but we actually checked it out, and I was just kind of giggling.
So every time I'm on, I will make a post. I'll tag you. I'll tag KLN. I'll try and get people to listen and so on. And typically I get dozens of likes and a bunch of shares and people saying they're going to. So today I did that again this morning. Same type post.
Same.
Didn't say anything about politics or anything. No message. Just said, hey, I'm going to be on with Jack. This is his last week. And, you know, around noon I look at it and there's like nobody has liked this. I'm like, what is going on with this thing? So I made another just generic post. I didn't tag anybody into it. No pictures or anything in it. Just saying. And oh, by the way, you probably didn't see this. Because it's not, and I had a bunch of people check their feeds where they would normally see my stuff. They follow me, and sure enough, they see the generic message, but they didn't see the message from this. So it's got to be you. I mean, it's Larry the Cable Guy. I can post him. I can post Matt Rule all day long.
I almost feel guilty for those people who follow me on social media. Jack Riggins is this week's Legend of the Week on all my social media accounts, and I'm getting an overwhelmingly huge number of likes on that.
Well, maybe it's KLIN.
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
You know, the whole media world just might be caving in. I mean, we lose Tucker and then Don Lemon. I mean, he should have been gone a long time ago. ABC announced Nate Silver and 538 are gone. Jack's gone. Now we're being shadow banned.
I made a post the other day, and people that listen to the show, especially when I start talking politics, at least for me, it is so simple, both nationally and even locally here. And I made the comment about locally with some of the other news outlets and their support for certain people in races. And I said, it's so crystal clear who's in cahoots with who. I'm not accusing of formal alliances or anything like this. It very well just could be kind of leanings of politics, right? I mean, we're a Fox affiliate. We tend on KLIN to be conservative on most things. But it's just, it's laughable at this time that you would come in today and I can look at the two posts and go, well, it's either me or it's KLIN. But both fit the now known narrative.
Yeah,
that major, major powers are in play across social media and mass media that have been to silence conservatives. And it's just, it's laughable, but it's also extremely sad. And that's why people need to get out and vote if they don't like this stuff.
The liberals that have been in charge and controlling media and before Elon took it over, you know, and Twitter.
Well, just one.
And Twitter and everything like that. You know what, they're seeing their power starting to slip away. Because the people aren't listening to them anymore. They're going straight to the sources. And now that Donald J. Trump is back out there again, you know, getting his own message out there and running away with the race right now, you know, they see that power slipping away and they're panicking. By the way, I have to pass along. Charles W. Herbster says hello.
That's awesome.
He's sad to see you leaving the airwaves. He's always loved your show, loved being on.
Yeah.
And loved the information and just the straightforward information you give people
so
that they can make their own decisions.
I appreciate that. And he has been a guest and absolutely one of the most entertaining. And I do think, like me, just likes to say it like it is and kind of get it out there. And then from there, we can deal with problems. And so I appreciate that. And to be honest, I think America needs a lot more of that. It doesn't mean it has to come from the airwaves. I just think that we as people, like I've said from the get-go, I don't have to apologize to anybody on this planet for being what appears to be a white man. I don't know what I am because I'm just a human, and I most identify as an American and a Nebraskan. But folks, like, you don't have to apologize.
No.
Like, you don't have to agree with certain divisive topics right now in our country. That doesn't mean you go take up arms and destroy buildings like some people do, but you don't have to just roll over and take it.
You know what? Probably the greatest, if you're talking to me and you're trying to describe yourself to me, and it's something radical or out there, or even not even radical and out there, probably the best acceptance I can give you is, I don't care.
Right.
You know, literally, I don't care what your sexual preference is. It shouldn't matter to me. I don't care what you like to do. As long as it's legal, it doesn't matter to me. I don't need to validate anybody else's lifestyle.
Right.
I don't have to condone it either, but I don't have to validate it. And I think a lot of us can maybe live better if we just, you know, we don't care.
Yeah, I will say that.
Don't hurt children, though, I tell you what.
No.
They're, you know, we're going to draw a line right there.
That's kind of a universal, I think, for most people. Let's talk Nebraska First Pact, and we kind of just touched on hot button issues, but I just noticed the state of Colorado is passing all the opposite things that the state of Nebraska is pretty much going to pass, and I find that so comical. Now, since you started, along with Charles Herbster, Nebraska First Pact, as well as kind of the new revived NEGOP and all the senators, what has been your take of this legislative session?
This is going to be the most productive legislative session in at least the last 30 years. I mean, we kind of said it from the beginning, you know, talking with legislative leaders, members of the legislature, understanding and knowing what the plan is. I mean, they knew that the Michaela Kavanaughs and Megan Hunts of the world were going to try and stop. I mean, if it wasn't the Let Them Grow Act, it was right. Going to be something else. So that's all kind of built into the system. I mean, look at all the stuff that's going past constitutional carry. Governor Pillen signed it into law today. We're going to get the Let Them Grow Act. And you know what, in Nebraska First, we did a poll, statewide poll, legitimate. Kellyanne Conway was the one who put it together for us. Legitimate poll by anybody's standards. And Nebraskans do not support allowing children, minors, anyone under 19 years old, to have any irreversible procedures performed on them across the board.
Right.
I mean, it's not even close. You know, when they're 19 years old, they can go do whatever they want to. And here's my take on that directly, too. When that child right now, who is the parents or a doctor sign off on them having an irreversible procedure, when that child is a 25-year-old adult and realizing that they made a mistake, and oh, by the way, they cannot father or bear their own children anymore because of decisions that were made by their parents or by a doctor or by a psychologist, who do they have to fall back on?
Yeah.
That person's standing out there all by themselves at that point in time.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do that, here's a novel idea. Remove protections for the doctors. Let that kid, if they're 25 years old and realize they made a mistake, go back and sue the doctors for damages. You want to see how fast the doctors and the insurance companies will back off support for these procedures at that point in time?
Yeah.
It's not about hating anybody. It's not about any of that. It's about protecting children until they're old enough to be able to make a decision that they personally have to live with. It's that simple.
Yeah, I like the angle you're taking. It reminds me of just all of the things, once again, talking, you know, major organizations. You know, the UN came out with something about, you know, underage sex. And I'm not getting it exactly right. But, folks, I mean, where is our humanity in protecting our youth? One, you only get one youth. A vast majority of people on this planet, including Americans, don't really have a childhood. And, you know, we can argue the science. We can argue this. I will say, where's your common sense? Where's your humanity?
Yeah.
And I am not saying that there isn't people that, as they mature, will want to have those things done.
Yeah, but then they're responsible for their own decisions.
They're responsible for their own decisions. And I think that's really important. And again, these are common sense things. Concealed carry, not a long time coming, but I mean, it didn't make it through last time. And I think that most Nebraskans are very, very supportive of that. I think that, I don't think it changes much on the ground, but I do think, that it is a vote of confidence that Nebraska is a conservative state.
Yes, 100%. Let's go back to the legislative session. I mean, you know, you have those things. You have pro-life legislation mm-hmm. that's going to come down and pass.
Which, you know, by the way, I want to say this again. Nobody's outlawing abortion in the state of Nebraska.
Nope.
Let's quit the stupid arguments that it's been outlawed and all of this. It's a time ban, if you will, to make a decision.
Yep.
That's what it is. So, I mean, when I go see these other media outlets and everybody's lying about what's trying to be done, what it is what I talk about on the show all the time. It is a compromise between our state leaders that says, this is what we believe, this is what you believe, and this is going to work for all.
Yep. It
may seem like a huge conservative win, and it is. And it is.
Well, but Nebraska's a conservative state.
Exactly. You know, Nebraska's a conservative state.
So we're going to have good pro-life legislation. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to have some forms of some tax relief and so on come through. You know, more than anything, you know, what the Michaela Kavanaugh show. And by the way, she is the leader of the Nebraska Democrat Party. She is front and center out on everything. They have to own that one. And they're going to own the Michaela Kavanaugh, Jen Day, Megan Hunt show come in 2024 when we're electing legislators.
Yeah.
And they are going to own that.
Were you disappointed? Kind of off topic. Were you disappointed in, kind of like the Democrats, you know, hey, I'm taking my toys and going home. I mean, just the complete lack of doing their job in legislating.
It's
again, laughable. Like, I'm just going to go cry. I'm going to go on national TV. I'm going to say things that aren't really true and hope the people of Nebraska think that my grandstanding is actually deserving of an elected official.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why they're the standard bearers or they're, you know, is because... Let's just put it this way. The Democrats in the legislature are massively divided over this thing. There are three or four people that keep enabling them. I'll just say them, and prolonging this. And you know what? You know, there are a lot of bills that were going to go the full time length during extended debate.
Right.
You know, that was going to happen. But yeah, you know what? You would think that a few more of them would stand up. Now, the Republicans and the conservative, let's say this, the Republicans and conservatives are sticking together. You know, 32 has been basically 32 this time around when there were a lot of concerns going in. And what the let's call it the Nebraska squad. What the Nebraska squad has done is they've solidified the Republicans and conservatives.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, then they throw Senator McDonald over the ship, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they just toss him over. You know, he's always been what he's been. He's been a conservative. I mean, you know, he's would be a blue dog Democrat. He's
right.
Our Joe Manchin, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then he makes 33 on most things.
Right.
You know? Well, that's the way to try and win him over.
Yeah, it's amazing. Again, I've tried locally here. I've tried to show people the linkages between, you know, national Democratic agenda, national Democratic strategies, and how they literally come down here, depending on how Democratic leaders, you know, want to play it. But you're right. I mean, they're just pulling the old tug on the emotions, you know, the squad, the this. I mean, here in Lincoln, we have a very similar dynamic with our mayor's race. And, you know, this thing, if anybody's half paying attention to this show or just, you know, open your eyes, you can see that we're not making decisions that are Nebraskan, let alone Lincoln. We're making national Democratic playbook decisions
people,
in our current mayor.
People do, you know, I've worked on two mayoral races here in Lincoln. I've worked on, you know, mayoral races in Omaha, successfully in Omaha. You know, people don't realize what's going on here. I mean, when people highlight and point out the violent crime statistics over the last year and a half, that is real.
Oh, it's still
that is real. And you know, and it's like I took a little shot at Tom Cassidy the other day on Twitter or something like that. That got some people all upset. You know, Tom Cassidy's bought and paid for by the Democrat mayor system at this mm-hmm. point in time. You know, they created a job for him, and the rumor back then was he was going to challenge Mayor Beitler. Well, all of a sudden, they come up with this director of public safety, and he gets to work for another several years, increase his pension, making $100,000+ a year for a position that's not needed. Yeah. So he's been bought and paid for, you know. I mean, but you look at what's going on with the actual crime statistics. You know, I'll just say this. St. Louis was a pretty thriving city at one point of time, too, but St. Louis started going downhill when they ignored violent crime. Yeah. This city is 100 police officers short of full staffing.
I mean, that in itself, and we've covered that since day one on this yeah. show, is amazing. And they have not put a dent in it. And folks, you can get mad at all the ads you want. All you have to do is pull the numbers. Authorized managed strength, what they're down and what they've lost year after year under this mayor and her little, we've hired 18. Well, you're like, yeah.
You're losing officers almost on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Because Omaha is waving their hand up there saying, we'll take you. And they're going up to Omaha.
Yeah.
But Lincoln is almost on a nearly weekly basis losing officers. You've hired 18. I helped put together a City of Omaha budget where we worked closely with the police chief to make sure they got up to... Lincoln is falling way behind
in
this.
Well, and it's a simple fact. Again, folks, you can argue it either way, but when your police union doesn't support the incumbent mayor, and the best answer I have is... Well, hey, when citizens and rioters throw gas at us and then shoot fireworks at us and she stands with them, do I need to say any more? I mean, that comes from officers,
yeah.
right? And then you look at it, and if you're going to stand with rioters, you cannot hire 100 officers. It's against the playbook. You can't go strong on crime after you've been out with the rioters going, this is okay. I don't mind if my city burns down.
No, and you know what? You have to look at the priorities too. I mean, you look back in 2015. I think I was looking at police staffing and force, and we were informed that there were several times that there was only one officer in the northeastern part of the city. You know, and if you're understaffed, that's probably happening right now. Not to mention, it costs you more money in the budget when you're that understaffed too, because you have what's called callback time or overtime. So there are a lot of officers getting a lot of overtime to make sure shifts are covered, if they can get them covered. But then I'm on my way over here and I hear about this nice new park on the south side right. of the Haymarket.
Right.
You know, well, that's nice for the Haymarket, but what about northeastern Lincoln that's falling apart?
All right, Rod Edwards, Nebraska First Pact. We'll keep him on when we come back on 1400-993-KLIN.
You're getting the 411 from DTL with Commander Jack Riggins on 1400-993-KLIN.
Rod, why I got you in here, probably final time here on Drive Time Lincoln for me. To me, it's all about voting and the importance of getting out and voting. And we have very important elections coming up here in Lincoln.
Yeah, you know how, you know, in the primary election, 33% of Lincoln right. voters turned out. Now they're thinking, Commissioner Wilchin said that it might be 40%. I mean, some other people saying under 40%. Here's the fact. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of people listening to this radio show who believe that we need a more conservative, or you need a more conservative approach in Lincoln, that our police need help. And the only way to do that is to elect a mayor who truly respects. I heard the commercial a second ago, which is laughable, about hiring 18 police officers when you're losing that many a year.
More than that.
You know, but the fact of the matter is, everybody's got to get out and vote. I mean, it's May 2nd. It's a week from today. Polls are open until 8:00. The lines are not going to be long at all. You'll be in and out. Get in and out and vote. It's important because this city is on the brink.
Yeah, it's on a precipice.
And everything may look fine. You got a nice new park in South, South Haymarket. Nice new, a lot of high rises downtown. Meanwhile, you look at the roads and Taylor Wyatt in District 1 in Northeast Lincoln. You talk to him, you look around there, you look at the roads. Northeast Lincoln's been left behind for years. You know, their current councilman, what did he do? He gets elected, then he immediately turns around and runs for higher office. He runs for the legislature. So you do that, you look at the other candidates across the board. There are some opportunity there, but it's all going to be based on you guys getting out and voting next Tuesday. Educate yourself and vote smart. Jack, I'm going to miss you, brother.
Well, I appreciate it,
Rob. We might have to run into each other on a golf course.
We probably will. Thanks for coming in. today. Appreciate it. All right, folks, that's it. Doug Fitzgerald's got the show tomorrow, so please enjoy, and I'll be back Thursday, 1499.3 KLIN.